A lot of them have only the one place out of them where the river might run down through.
I see.
The rest of them, they're surrounded by hills.
I see. Okay. What about, now you mentioned this butte. If you were to fall off, you would say, what would maybe a 20-foot drop off of rock would be called a...
slide.
Okay. Would they ever call... there's that song at World War II, there'll be bluebirds over the white...
hills of Dover.
Did they say hills or... they ever use the word cliff?
Cliffs, yeah, cliffs of Dover, yes.
Okay. And
we have cliffs up here in the canyon.
Is there another word you might use for cliffs? You mentioned slide. Is that similar?
A slide is where part of that cliff gives way and comes down.
I see.
Wall.
Okay.
Canyon wall.
All right. What about, are there other words for canyon you might use?
Ravine is a smaller one. Cut.
Now, would that be like a wash or a gully?
Smaller. They'd be smaller, yes.
I see. Okay. What about a draw?
A draw is just a... may have water or may not. It's just a lower place between two hills, generally at an angle.
Okay. What about... What would they... the different types of irrigation ditches? They use other terms for that?
Canals.
Okay.
And ditches and pipes and sprinklers.
So I guess a canal would be bigger?
Yes.
Than a ditch?
Okay. Yes.
And we're smaller than a reservoir, I guess, it would be a, or what you might, water stock there?
Smaller than a reservoir is a... dam.
Would you ever, the body of water, would you ever use the word pond?
Yeah.
Okay. So
fish pond or something like that.
Okay. And what about a ditch along an upgraded road? For example, the interstate. What do you call that?
The gutter? A gutter or a...
you ever call that the bar or the pit or the...
barrow, yeah.
How did you say that?
Barrow, I think.
Uh-huh. Okay, so that would be the barrow pit?
Yeah, the barrow pit, yes. I suppose B-A-R-R-O-W,
okay.
Barrow pit.
Huh.
I don't know.
What about, are there different names for different types of soil? For example, poor soils. Right?
Well, we have sandy and loam and black and the red, which is more or less clay, gumbo, which is very sticky, terrible to drive through.
Now, which of those are good soils?
Your loam and your sand and... we have beautiful mountain dirt like out here. But in this garden is mountain like. And go up a couple of streets up here and you have the red, which is, it goes into the shale.
Okay. Those things that are cement at the side of the road that you...
culverts.
You can walk...
drains.
Where the road ends and there's a curve and then a place for you to walk along.
Oh, sidewalk.
That's what you call it. Okay. And what about the word boulevard? What would that mean to you?
A large street. Larger than, well, possibly not larger than avenues, but I think quite large.
Okay. And maybe you could, we've talked a little about this before, but maybe you could characterize the different types of paved and unpaved roads, what you would call them.
Well, we have the stock trails, and we have the roads that are stock drives, and of course they go with the cattle and the equipment now, so that you can drive over them with a truck.
Now, is that,
then you
that
come to,
a,
pardon?
Would that be just a dirt road?
Yeah.
I see.
And a county road, maybe graded and